Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 216. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
All good things.
Spoon.
Spoon. The tech.
Yeah. Things are going good.
Good.
Finally in my permanent home away from home, my camper.
Got you in the camper tonight, huh?
Yep. I'll be here for the foreseeable future.
Is it glamping?
Yeah.
Yep. Kind of.
Yep, I got modern amenities. I'm not in a tent, even though I enjoy tent camping. I actually have AC, heat, comfortable bed, stove, TV. Yeah.
Nice.
Not getting dripped on when it rains.
That's good.
That's a plus.
Oh, no, yeah. Biker gang next door?
No, no biker gang. No, just other campers.
Good deal.
Yeah.
How's the week going for you guys?
It's been busy, but it's good. I can't complain too much. I've had my patients have been behaving, and I haven't had any major issues with on the roads. Except we did have. So yesterday, I don't know if you guys saw it at all. I was down at Franklin, and there were those really bad storms going through. And somebody told me, hey, you know, if you're anywhere near Franklin, be careful because there's a big, you know, band of storms coming through with 70-mile-an-hour winds. And I'm like, I'm sitting basically on, you know, right across from Johnson Memorial on the west side of Franklin. And I'm like, So I'd just gotten in my car, and I thought I was thinking about going getting some lunch or going to the hospital. And it just came down like I couldn't even see. I mean, it was like 70-mile-an-hour winds, huh? It's like, yep, I could see that. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, I should be okay until I'm not. I just kept working until like it stopped. And it lasted maybe about 10, 15 minutes or so of bad stuff. And then it was gone. Then it looked pretty nice after that. But besides that, a couple traffic jams, that was about it.
Yeah, I knew Greenwood got hit hard.
Yeah.
Not up in South Bend.
Neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, it's nice up there.
It's been hot.
Mm-hmm.
Good hot.
It's been a good week, weather-wise.
Yeah.
Temperature-wise, I should say.
Tomorrow's May. It'll already be well into May when this drops, but...
Oh, yeah.
Wild. May 1st already.
Goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
I saw a bunch of those Justin Timberlake memes and all that stuff that says, it's going to be May. I was like, oh, it's cringe, but I was like, yeah, it's going to be May, isn't it?
Oh, geez. I have not seen those, so.
Oh, I've seen several of them today.
Funny. Clever. That's clever.
It's my middle-aged moment, too, just so you know.
Excuse me. I think I'm losing my voice tonight.
How's your week going, Todd?
It's going okay. Can't complain. It's going all right. Just ready for Friday.
Yeah.
I work.
We still get together for dinner?
Huh?
We still get together for dinner?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
If you want me to be involved, you can come up to Peru.
Oh, that's right. Nate can't, yeah, that's you won't be back, will you?
No, I gotta work Saturday.
Well, we'll get together with you.
They're
Marty Cooper, right?
Talking, we might have to work Sunday too.
Oh,
so because tomorrow it looks like it'll be a rain out. It's supposed to rain all day up there. And then I think spotty rain on Friday, so they've already put their request in to possibly work Sunday.
That's
Fun.
something. So you're never going home.
No. I didn't go home last weekend. Rachel came out to the camper and helped me finish get it set up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going on 2 weeks of not being at home.
A long time.
Little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a little rough.
If it's any consolation, we miss you.
Yeah, Rachel got a little upset. She's like, "You get it easy. You just get to hang out at the camper and do nothing." I was like, "I'm by myself. I don't do anything. It's not all that fun.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
rather be at home."
I thought you were going to say she was sad because she had to leave you.
No,
You're
she's
like, no, not so
not
much.
that.
Not again. Better luck next time.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to take care of the yard work and the house and the kids and the dog, and so she's upset that I don't do anything when I'm here.
Did you say I'll trade you? You work for
Yeah.
the camper.
Well, 'cause I mean by the time I get here, I change, eat, take a shower, and it's pretty much time for bed.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't do anything. I don't interact with anybody. So, well, like last night, there's nobody here, just me. Lone soul in the campground.
You do miss the Hells Angels.
Well, they weren't there the entire time I was there
You
either,
didn't.
so.
You couldn't go knocking on their door. Guys, I need a hug. As they stab you.
Well, hope the creepies are having a good week or whenever they're going to be.
Absolutely.
And it
I
is
hope they are too.
creepy. Huh?
I hope they are too.
Yeah. Well, let's play the first sponsor, shall we?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil, it nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural, made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creatured Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
And that was Cultured Creature Beard Balm from Micah Campbell. Go get you some.
Go get you some.
Good stuff.
Still using it up there
No, it's at home.
for your fancy time?
Yeah.
Impressing all the neighbors there.
Yeah, he doesn't want to waste it on the show.
No, you're right. Mike would be okay with that.
Yeah. Buy more.
I need more bottles.
Yeah, you could try to advertise it or promote it on the job site, but I don't think
Great.
that's well. Yeah, might, maybe. I mean, some might like it.
Yeah, maybe.
You imagine your coworkers coming up to you like, Nate, you're looking dead sexy today. What is happening? Well, let me tell you.
No, we do that to each other anyhow.
They say that anyway.
No, yeah, we do it to each other.
Yeah,
Like
that's funny.
operator Bill is like, "Dang, Bill, you're looking sexy. What you been doing?" He's like, "Oh, I've been working
That's without the
out."
CCBB. What? Imagine if they had the CCBB.
Yeah.
All in the beard. All in the beard.
Right.
That's right. Mine's getting long enough. I can hide food in it now.
Oh, hide seconds,
Yeah.
leftovers. That's funny. Well, we do appreciate his sponsorship, as always. And now it is time for Todd's dad joke of the show.
Lay it on us.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes mild. I mean, wild.
Mild. That too.
Lukewarm.
Yeah. So, what do you call it when a dinosaur crashes his car?
No. Dinosaur crashes his car.
The T-Rex?
I'll give it to you.
Therio.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of had it there.
Good job, John. Good job.
I was like, Burr.
I was trying to be too smart with it.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Luckily, I was being too dumb.
That's good. That's real good. You got it.
Yay. That's two, like 2 and 4 years.
Yeah.
At least, maybe.
Yeah.
1.5.
Good job.
Oh,
More zeros.
Yay. I won't spend them all in one place.
Yeah, there you
Fun tokens.
go. And
that is Todd's dad joke of the show. You are welcome as always. Moving on to first announcements. Sean, do you have those, sir?
I most certainly do. We come here every week for the guy time, the fun, the paranormal, and of course, the creepy. But the most important thing that we do and will continue to do is be a mental health community. And we want to make sure that you guys have the ability to help yourselves and others. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Yes, sir.
Don't delay, do it.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta be healthy. Talk to someone. Don't hold it in.
Yep,
That's it.
there's folks out there to assist you and help you.
Yep. Gotta use your resources.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to do is give the resources to our creepies.
I would agree with that. Do you know that Austin Lawrence sent me a really nice message today, or at least I thought it was, and then it ended up being funny. He sent me a thing that said, "Send this to someone that you think needs to hear it." And it said, "You are enough." And it said, "Seriously, we've had enough of you." And I was like, oh. So I was like, at first I was like, man, Austin, you're right. Like I am enough. And then I was like, oh, you're saying we've had enough. Okay, got
Pretty
it. So funny.
good. Good. I know some people that are enough, and I'm like, as my mom would say, a little of them goes a long way.
Just a dash.
Yeah.
If we were all together, you'd both be looking at me right now.
I'm still looking at you right now, Sean.
I know you
No, but seriously, get your help. Get yourself some help,
Yes.
you know, Don't like Nate said, don't delay and don't hold it in. Don't think you're bugging people because you're not. So it helps to get it out and
You're worth it.
if it's professional help you need, if it's that far in advance, then yeah, get you some professional help. If it's just talking to somebody, do that. There's somebody out there that's going to listen to you.
Yeah,
Message
that's
up,
we need you out
email,
there, right?
whatever. Yeah.
I saw a really it was on Instagram, and it was this video, and I didn't realize what it was, but I thought I watched the whole thing because it really stuck with me, and you guys might have seen it, but it showed pictures and videos of people just before they committed suicide, like showing them at their birthday or somebody else's party, or just, it was like 4 days before this gentleman killed himself. Nobody knew, nobody could tell. You could see pain in their eyes, but you didn't, like, it was like nobody saw the signs. And it really stuck with me because I'm like, that's exactly, right. The people out there hurting, a lot of times they're just suffering in silence, so we absolutely do not want you doing that out there.
Right. Right. Known to be silent. Well, thank you, Sean, for the first announcements. Looks like it's my turn on special announcements. We are excited to announce Creepshow 2025 live event on Saturday, September 20th. It will start at 6 p.m. Doors will open up at 5:30. Tickets are only $10, and they can be purchased by using cash, Venmo, or PayPal. If you have any questions on how to get a hold of, like what Venmo or PayPal, just message me and I can give you that information. It will be at Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana. Our guest speakers are Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. Can't wait for them. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. And Mako is with two A's. So come out and see us. It's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Yep, last year's was awesome, and this year's should be the same or better.
It was awesome last year. It was a perfect place to have it. I was thinking about today, I was thinking about this is going to be our third live event that we've put on ourselves in five total because we did two with Jerry in Texas. I'm like, that's pretty good just in 4 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And the first one went well. I mean, we had a good showing at the Danville Community Center, whatever it's called. I don't know if that's what it's called, but something like that. But last year, I don't think, yeah, this is a perfect place for it. Perfect venue.
Perfect people,
Perfect people.
right?
Perfect. So come out and see us. Yeah.
What's that old saying? If whether we're it's going to be a good time or not, and it's like, I guarantee,
Oh, yeah.
right?
Yep. Well, that brings us to the point in the show, Sean.
Yes,
Tell the creepy is what we're going to talk about.
it is your choice tonight, and it is Norwich State Hospital. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I had never heard about this place before. Had you guys?
Nope.
Well, the way I heard about it was on another podcast.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
It's two guys. I listened to their show. I haven't listened to their show for a while. I need to hop back on. But they did a two-part series on it. One of the guys, he and his daughter investigated.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's like 12 or 13 and loves going with her dad on investigations. So they checked it out and they talk about the history and what, if they ran into anything paranormal or whatever. So that's how I heard about it. So I just put it down on the list and thought we could talk about it. So
Well, I got a little bit of a foundation.
okay.
The Norwich State Hospital, originally established as the Norwich State Hospital for the Insane, later shortened to the Norwich Hospital, was a psychiatric hospital located in Preston and Norwich. So it's on the borderline between these two cities in Connecticut. It opened its doors in October of 1904 and operated until October 10th of 1996. Throughout the near century it operated, it housed geriatric patients, chemically dependent patients, and from 1931 to 1939, tubercular patients. The hospital, which sits on the banks of the Thames River, began with a single building on 100 acres of land and expanded to over 30 buildings and 900 acres at its peak. A 70-acre property included the hospital was listed as a historic district on the National Register of Historic Places in 1988.
Excellent.
It's majestic, it looks regal, and it also looks creepier than heck.
Yeah, I
All of the
would agree.
above, right?
It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. Or I could say Colonial Revival, late Gothic revival-esque.
Yeah, a lot of the
Off the top of my head.
buildings have been demolished
Yeah,
over the
unfortunately.
years. 40 total buildings and then on 70 acres. So, yeah, unfortunately, a lot of them have been demolished.
I can't believe they housed over 3,000 patients in the 50s.
Isn't that wild?
That's a lot.
It's huge, though. Oh my gosh, it's big.
Yeah, that's just a lot of people. Man.
Do you know how much the town of Preston bought it for in the late 2000s?
A dollar.
Yes, isn't that wild? Isn't
Yep.
that crazy? That's what happens. I think I've told this story before to you guys. I don't know if it's on or off air, but my in-laws bought a church that was not too far from wherever they lived when Jenna was little, and they had all like Bibles and hymns and the pews in there and all like all, there was an altar, and so they bought the church and it was all for a dollar, and somebody came in there and stole everything in it. And it was like, who steals from a church, and I honestly don't remember the rest of the story, what happened. I think they ended up selling it and somebody tore it down, but it's like they bought this little church and everything in it for a dollar.
Well, yeah. Yeah, when I read that, I was like, a dollar, that would have been awesome to buy it.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, apparently there's underground tunnels that connect building to building.
Yeah. Remind you of anything?
Yeah, Indiana State.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool to check out the tunnels.
Yeah, investigators say that a lot of the paranormal activity is in the tunnels.
Oh.
That I believe.
Yeah, they said some investigators, they found mysteriously moving objects and floating orbs down in the tunnels. What do you guys have? What do you find?
Did you guys read about what's left of the hospital? Because, like Nate, you said, a lot of it's been demolished. Because it did have 40 buildings around on the 70-acre property, but I'm not sure how many buildings are left.
I have this statement as I'm going through this document. Over the years, all the buildings associated with Norwich State Hospital have been demolished. Not much stands nowadays, and there is little to commemorate the history of this important spot.
That's sad.
So I
Yeah.
don't know if all the buildings are gone now. I have to keep looking into that. Or if maybe the main building itself is still standing. Since, 'cause you said it was on historical registrar.
What it says,
Yeah.
it was put on there as of 1988.
Yeah, so there must be some buildings left, but the majority of them are gone.
Nate, you're talking about those tunnels. It says, due to the large number of structure, or see, large number to structures and hundreds of acres it stood on, the majority of buildings were connected by a series of underground passageways. The main purpose of these tunnels were for utilities. However, they were often used to transport patients from one area to another. In the mid-2000s, the tunnels became a means of transportation for trespassers who hoped to explore the grounds of the hospital undetected by the security officers who had been hired by the state to patrol the vacant site. Sneaky.
Did you say, Sean, did it, or anybody mention that it was built on an old Native American village?
No.
Yeah, and I think it's so. Do you have anything on that?
No.
That's the Mohegan tribe.
Okay.
Because they wanted to restore. Let's see, this says currently the grounds of the state hospital are undergoing remediation and demolition work in preparation for planned Preston Riverwalk. The Mohegan tribe has stated that the administration building will be preserved. So there, the administration building is still there, apparently. It will be preserved and restored as part of the project. But yeah, it sounds like it was the Mohegan tribe is trying to preserve it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hmm.
Yeah, they said it had a lot of beatings, starvation of patients, and prolonged confinement in cells. So no wonder this place is haunted. I mean, that's talk about mistreatment.
Yeah, and that's usually what happened in a lot of these old hospitals for tuberculosis and everything else that they housed and treated.
Yeah, it's sad that they have to, but like we've done so many of these type of places, it's not surprising because they get overwhelmed. Not saying that they're right in by doing that. It's just the staff gets overwhelmed and some have just bad intentions, period. So.
Yeah.
I got the first documented misfortune was a patient who hanged himself in 1914, but many more unfortunate deaths would follow. A hot water heater explosion in 1919 killed two employees. Another employee was killed trying to cross the road. A nurse killed herself at her home. Multiple patients died during their sentences or while undergoing treatment. Many more died shortly after release, following a successful stay, usually a tragic or violent matter.
That sounds terrible. Did you guys see that big movie theater that was there that was basically deteriorating in itself? This says the closure of the buildings began in the 1970s, and when the facility was completely shut down in 96, only two of the buildings were still in use. Since then, it has sat abandoned, a popular destination for urban explorers, or at least at that time. Plans to build a theme park, hotel, performing arts school, sounds like the trail now. Movie studio on site fell through in 2006, and while the property was patrolled by police and security, the deterioration of the building and the toll, or I'm sorry, the toll taken on them by vandals was severe. Though the property is on both the National and State Historic Register, and despite the fact that, as well as this writing, no finalized plans have been reached, although it sounds like they have been now. The demolishing of the buildings began in 2011 using state grant funds, a wasteful, let's see, did a series of beautifully built buildings, culture. Yeah, it's talking about how sad it is that it's basically just fallen to pieces. Sad to see this incredible architecture come down, but there really is no choice. There's no evidence that any alternatives other than demolition were ever considered for the site or that any effort was made to preserve it whatsoever. This person who was writing it says, my last visit to Norwich State Hospital was a dreamlike experience, waking up to find nearly a foot of snowfall and more accumulating quickly. The drive was tense due to the bad roads. The hike was more arduous than normal. Leaving footprints that the security could follow was a concern too. Once we were inside, we went to the enormous theater and looked out over the campus. Was perfectly silent, save for the wind, and snow was drifting in through the windows. Our tracks would vanish quickly. It was very cold, but I barely noticed.
Oh
It's
wow.
crazy. Yeah. So he tells about how It is. It would be just like stepping back into history, you know. But yeah, it talks about all they saw the old gurneys and a bunch of the said a bunch of broken asbestos covered pipes had come unfastened and things had fallen through and windows were broken. And so, yeah, talks about how just how peaceful it was, kind of like when we went to Waverly, just how the environment was just like stuck in time, you know.
Yeah.
Nature was over. It shows like trees just growing through all the windows and in all the different areas, and typewriters that were just left there, and desks and chairs and beds and all the stuff. So just like I said, like we've seen in some other areas.
Yeah, I found that some of the cruelties that the staff inflicted on the folks that were there include the ones that you said, Todd, of like, beatings and starvings and all that kind of stuff. But the one that caught my eye was even an occasional patient being packed in ice.
Oh, gosh. Ice therapy, huh? Or punishments.
Packed in ice, huh?
Yep.
So that just sounds awful.
Yeah.
No other way to put it. That sounds awful. That's just torturing the
Yeah,
person.
for sure.
That's just, yeah. There's definitely no therapy to that.
You wonder if it was intended to be a torture or some kind of a neurological reset, but yeah, it's like ice baths are excruciating. Anything beyond like 3 minutes, they say, and 3 minutes is pretty excruciating. So I can't imagine.
Yeah, they say they get reports of ghostly shapes, disembodied voices, to foreboding feelings and EVPs, and plenty of spirit orbs and other unexplained mists shapes have been recorded. So yeah, it seems like there's quite a few things. So they allegedly see various odd shadows, hear multiple creepy noises, and encounter objects that randomly move. So yeah, it seems like it has what you want to find when you go on a paranormal investigation of a place.
At an old bowling alley. I was hoping there would be some like haunted bowling stories, but no such luck. There are bowling pins that were just hanging out there at one point.
Restacking themselves.
Right, yeah, exactly right. I'd like to
That
think
would
so.
be intense. That'd be creepy.
That'd be awesome.
Be kind of nice though, you play, you're doing your bowling and then get out of the spirit, reset the pins for you.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. This won't surprise you, but the television series Ghost Hunters visited in 2010.
Oh,
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. And they portray mysteriously moving objects and floating orbs, is what they reported. Says visitors to the site report feeling cold chills and sensing electromagnetic pulses.
It says, unfortunately, you can't get in there anymore by faking crazy and being interred, which is probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, the podcast I listened to, the guy and his daughter had to sneak in.
Yeah, it says there's absolutely no trespassing allowed. Ground is under constant surveillance and are actively guarded by private security company.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says the first patients ever there were actually prisoners. And then it expanded pretty quickly into geriatric and drug users.
You say geriatric? Oh, wow.
It said prisoners, and then that expanded into geriatric and drug user patients.
Okay.
Somebody who's visited before, they said a often overlooked part of Norwich State is the small residential district across the street and further up the road. It's an entirely abandoned neighborhood where the doctors raised their families. There's even a sizable school complete with boxes of graded assignments from the 70s and 80s.
Wow. This is just an interesting piece of information. In 1930, the patient population was 2,422, but training school for nurses closed due to inability to meet the standards of the State Board of Nurse Examiners. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine. It gives a there's a timeline of changes in patient census. So it talks about changes to the hospital itself, and then how many people, how many patients were in there at that time. It's kind of interesting to look at.
Yeah, somebody responded with a comment saying, whoever wrote this article I'm on maybe didn't do enough research, because they're saying like treatments like being packed in ice, sheet restraints, etc., were all in the earlier years of mental health. So like Sean was saying, maybe it was like a form of shock therapy, being packed in ice, reset the your body, your mind. And so they thought.
Yeah. Yeah, it just sounds terrible.
Still doesn't sound fun being packed in ice.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not at all.
Was trying to find out more about the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority, but it looks like it's just directly outside of, or it's from Connecticut. And it is like a gaming casino type, but it is Indian based, like it's Indian run and Indian based, the tribes. Because this says in 2014, most of the buildings were torn down. The administration building has been saved with plans for future development, and a few other buildings remain. In 2017, the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority announced plans to build new facilities on the site, including an indoor water park, senior living center, and a sports complex. And then this oh, and then this says updated March 2019, almost all of the hospital's buildings were demolished and the tunnels have been excavated and filled to clear out the property for construction. Yikes.
Okay.
So interesting. So we're not going to add this to the list.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let us.
No.
We'll go to the sports complex when it's done.
Unfortunately, no.
Maybe there'll be some hauntings after a while, but who knows?
I think it's interesting they had both male and female patients at the same time, but they just had them in different, obviously different areas.
Yeah.
They had north and south is how they distinguished, north for the female and south for the male patients.
Yeah, one of the buildings was like a maximum security hospital with, like violent patients and patients from the jails and.
It's been on a lot of shows too. Paranormal Underground.
Looking at a lot of the pictures, it reminds me of like Waverly Hills.
Yes.
All the walls are tagged with graffiti and peeling paint and just peeling plaster, dilapidated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad we can't see it or visit it. Not that there's much left of it.
I'd like to see it in its heyday.
Oh, no kidding.
It's pretty wild that it had to, like, the booming growth of it, from the beginning of 90 some patients to, rolling over every year until the 50s. Like you said, it was at 3,000 residents and patients. It's wild.
That's a lot of people.
You wonder how many doctors and nurses were on staff.
Oh, yeah.
Had to been, well, you'd like to think it'd been a ton, but it probably wasn't as many as was needed.
Right. Probably started out that way, that they probably had more than what they needed, but then patient enrollment just became more and more.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of the abuse starts coming in. They don't know exactly what to do with their buddy, or they're like, "Well, let's try this, let's
Yeah.
experiment here." Yeah,
No, I
not good.
guess Norwich is a brownfield site. A brownfield site is one that has hazardous pollutants or substances.
Like asbestos?
Yep, probably. Whatever else they had.
There's a website I'm looking at right now, and they've got spectacular pictures of the hospital. And they have a picture of a wheelchair just sitting in the middle of a hallway, and it just reminds me of, seeing Indiana State Sanatorium when they have gurneys and wheelchairs, and it's like it's just that creeps me out. It's cool, but it creeps me out.
Because somebody sat there at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then they show there's a picture of a bunch of women. Looks like there's 10 to 12 sitting in a circle talking, and it looks like back from the 40s, 30s or 40s. Just yeah. Really neat pictures. Here's an old love seat. Things torn up to torn to pieces.
So they didn't love it very much, huh?
No. Old piano. Was there a piano at Waverly? Old
An old organ in the
yeah, it was the organ, that's right.
chapel.
In that one, yep, that one little offshoot room
Yeah.
where that guy went to smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, this place reminds me of Indiana State and Waverly a lot.
Combined, yep. Yeah, because it had to be a fortress here.
I would
Well, I
say
just
so.
can't get over it. 40 buildings on the campus. That's a lot.
How many did we say? I know you're where Central State used to be. How many buildings was that? Do you remember? It wasn't near that. It was of something like seven or something like that.
Yeah.
Five or
The
seven or
seven.
so.
There's
I mean, and that was pretty large. So think about 40 is crazy.
I think there's four or five left. I clean the old laundry facility, so that's one of them.
You and
And
all the ghosts.
huh?
You and all the ghosts.
I haven't had anything in a while.
Oh,
Been kind of quiet.
there's some of the apartments there. Is that a new building or was that a old building that they redid for apartments?
They redid for apartments, I believe.
Yeah, I thought that they're original buildings.
But yeah, the old power plant's still there. That thing is just, oh my gosh, it's not too far away from where I clean. It's pretty, you talk about creepy. Then I do the old laundry facility. Then there's a building right across the street that used to be the kitchen or the cafeteria. It's pretty big. I haven't seen what it looks like inside, but they use then there's one building they use for like wedding receptions and banquets, it's like a banquet hall. So, and I looked up the price and I'm like, because I was curious to see what they would charge. And it's a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of money
Yeah.
to have, yeah, to use that old facility.
When Norwich was still open, nurses would report seeing children on the second floor. Some would hear screaming coming from this Salomon building, which was the high security maximum security building with the worst of the worst as far as patients and prisoners. Doors could be heard loudly scraping open, although the only building entrance was on the first floor. And again, paranormal investigators that have had the opportunity to be in the hospital report hearing disembodied voices, objects moving, doors slamming by themselves. However, the tunnels are also very active. Various ghost hunters have also mentioned hearing a woman sobbing in the hospital.
Oh.
Security guards on the ground or on the rounds of the property have heard beeping sounds from the lobotomy rooms as if operations were being carried out. There are also reports of sudden cold blasts of air, even during hot and calm summer days.
I was reading along with you. Can you imagine hearing beeping sounds from the lobotomy room?
No.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
You wonder when the last lobotomy was. You'd think, what, 50s or 60s, maybe 70s? That's wild.
Yep.
Well, I guess I have. Like I said, I wish we could say we were going.
If it was still there, or at least where we could go, we would definitely be there. Like I said, I'd love to see it in its heyday, but unfortunately, this is one we can't really put on our list.
It's too bad you gotta, yeah. And I don't know how he snuck in with his daughter. I mean, because it is, they have surveillance and all that, but he said he did. He was talking about it.
That'd be just as scary as trying to sneak past the ghost, you know?
Yeah, I haven't found too much more other than what we've already talked about.
I found two quick statements on Reddit. One person said that it's not haunted at all, that it's basically just made up. And another person said it's one of the most haunted places they've ever been to.
So what is it?
Yeah, tell us the truth.
So to me, that just goes to, that one person, if obviously they went before it really was under surveillance, I guess. But it just shows you one night, you might go during the day or during the night. Nothing might happen. Or what am I trying to say? Nothing, could happen as far as no matter how long you're there. And then you could go for 10 minutes and all of a sudden have all kinds of activity.
It's kind of like us Whispers of State, right?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, just because you're there doesn't mean, oh, the ghosts and the spirits are going to just start jumping around and doing their thing. So they don't act on command, or just because you're there, they might not want to interact. Who knows?
I thought it was interesting. Austin Lawrence has talked about how his theory on when you go to places, if say you're interacting with the spirit of somebody, you really don't know like what phase of being that person is. You know, like how do you know it's the 20-year-old ghost essence of somebody, or whether it's, you know, what he used the example of, say, I don't know who to pick, you know, say Winston Churchill, because we talk about Winston Churchill all the time. If Winston Churchill is haunting somewhere, is it only going to be the old, you know, Winston Churchill that's mature and said all the fantastic things and did all the, you know, brave things, or is it could it be Winston Churchill in his 20s, you know? So he said you really never know. Like, so if you think you're like encountering an evil spirit, how do you know, what part of that person's journey that you're part of in that moment? who knows? I mean, that goes pretty deep, but I told him, I was like, that's pretty interesting thought, you know? Like, you really don't know, you know, we don't know exactly what we're dealing with anyway. It could be interdimensional stuff, but it's still interesting that you don't. That's why he said that he always tries to be like very, you know, this is your place. I'm here, so I'm not here to, you know, judge you or condone what you did, whatever. I'm just here to experience, you know, some of the history of this place and to give it respect, and which I think we do too when we go to those places. I don't think we've ever gone in
No.
and acted a complete fool.
No. No, we haven't. Because I don't look at myself as a professional paranormal investigator, so I'm not going in cocky anyway or arrogant, like I know what I'm doing. I'm just there to walk around, take it in, and if I notice something, then cool. But
I've always thought that respected that about Erin, because Erin goes, no matter how many places she goes to, there's always this like love and respect and passion for what she's doing. And she always seems like when she sees something or hears something or some kind of evidence, it's like a little kid, you know, she's excited every time.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast today. I've been listening for about 3 months. It's a really good one. I was trying to get him on our show. I messaged him on Instagram, but it's probably been 2 months and he hasn't checked it. He hasn't checked the messages. So anyway, or checked the message. But Sin Hill was on his show, and it was really good. And she was saying that she gets people saying like, "Well, you know, it's." If they have activity, they get frustrated because they're like, it's my house and they should respect that it's my house and I'm living here and, you know, and da 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 da. She said, I've never heard anybody say this before. She was like, yeah, I understand that. But basically, what if it's like an older house, like say a 200-year-old house? Well, somebody lived there before you know? And so just because you're the current resident, yeah, hopefully they respect that you're the current resident, but yet, it could be a spirit that's holding on and still thinks it's theirs, you know. It's like, oh, that's true. You know, they're thinking the living person should be respecting, you know, like it kind of goes both ways. Yeah. Because I always think of like, well, yeah, if it's my house now, then they should be respecting me, but it goes the other way too, you know.
That's true.
So especially if it's an old house, yeah, or whatever it is, yeah.
It all boils down to the movie, like the others, right? It
It's a great movie.
is.
That is a good movie.
No kidding.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either. So it makes it fantastic, right?
I won't do a spoil
No.
spoiler. Yeah, I'd say put it on the list, Sean, but I'm not, so
The arbitrary list. I can't
yeah.
write it on the table or under the table anymore.
Do you want I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I can't write it on the table or under the table anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
That is.
Just jot that down.
Yeah, exactly right.
Jot it down. Anything else you guys have on it?
No, I'm
I'm
tapped out
out.
on it.
Well, okay. That was fun to talk about the Norwich State Hospital. And where is it? Preston, Connecticut?
Yeah, it's on the border of Preston, and I can't remember the name of the other city off the top of my head, but it's between
Okay.
two. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess it's Norwich, right? Is it Norwich and Preston? I guess that's the borderline.
Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I say that with confidence, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to do a middle-aged dark side.
I was feeling the same thing.
Oh, you guys. I should totally like zigzag and go the other way, but it is a dark side.
Nice.
So it is Indigo by Sam Barber. Fairly new song. I think it was released like in 2024. Didn't get much in the charts, and then it's kind of been re just recently re-released or kind of started to play again, and it's been a pretty big hit. I actually posted it on our, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, because it just hit me so hard. But the lyrics are really, really good. But I thought they were perfect for this place, any of these asylums or places that have so much sadness attached to them. I think this is a really good, just a good message. I know you're worried at night. I won't find my way. And I'm tired of lying to myself just to get through each day. My head says I should have never left and that my feet will soon lead me to my death. I'm starting to question if God's trying to teach me a lesson. I'm starting to wonder if my true colors changed since I left you. I used to shine bright like gold. Now I'm all indigo. My colors are darker and cold. I think it's time that I went home. And I don't understand why I always feel dead and alone. Well, I used to shine bright like gold. Now I'm all indigo. I gave up a piece of my heart, then I turned to run. Oh, my head's in the clouds, but I don't feel close to the sun. And all the lights faded away from my face, and the tears fall like rain. So I turn my words all into faith, hope it's me that they save. Oh, I'm starting to question if God's trying to teach me a lesson. Lord knows I'm starting to wonder if my true colors changed since I left you. I used to shine bright like the gold. Now I'm all indigo. My colors are darker and cold. I think it's time that I went home. And I don't understand why I've always feel dead and alone. Well, I used to shine bright like gold. Now I'm all indigo. So and it just goes in through those words again and again. It is chill. Actually, I'm getting chills right now just talking about it. But it's kind of like, I feel that too in my heart where, gosh, you used to feel so young and alive and vibrant and everything was shiny and new. And then you just, as you start to age, things get a little bit more tarnished and some of the things that we, we start to regret or we, do things that we're not proud of or whatever. And then they start to compile. And after a while, you're like, ugh, I'm not as shiny as it used to be, so that. But then that also makes me think, like I said, of what we were just talking about with these people that had to go through such hell in their lives and be institutionalized. It kind of makes me feel the same. So it's definitely a dark side.
Yeah.
But it's an excellent song. It's one that hits you down deep in your soul when you listen to it.
Where do you come up with these songs? Do you listen to a lot of like 92.3 type?
This is exactly where they've been playing it a lot on 92.3 because it's a perfect 92.3 song.
I like 92.3. I just haven't listened to radio in months.
Yeah.
I haven't even listened to my iTunes. I've just been listening to podcasts in my car 99.9% of the time. So
Yeah.
I haven't listened to much music.
Yeah, when these kind of songs come on the radio, it's like, oh, that's a good one. But this was definitely one that kind of stopped me in my tracks.
I'll just say, do you write them down? Like when you hear a song like that, do you write
I
them down?
normally pull it. I normally listen to it and put it on like YouTube, and then I'll pull up the lyrics a lot of times so I remember like, hey, this is a good one. So I normally have a couple of them pulled up, but sometimes I know, and I've had this in other episodes. I'll be heading to record. And I hear something on the radio and I'm like, that's what I'm using, so I've done that before too. Or the day of recording had that something stop me. And I think this is exactly what I need to play. I've been in, so guest chats, I've been in the middle of discussions and something that the guest says, I'll think, oh, I got a perfect one, so.
Yeah, you probably won't use a lot of the bands that I listen to.
The heavy thrash metal.
Well, no, I don't listen to any
I'm
of
just
that, but there's a
kidding.
newer rock band called Gunshine, and they have one that's called The Wall Said to Call.
I guess I could use that one. Is it? I assume it's good then, right? If you're listening to it.
Yeah, no, I like the band, I like the music, but yeah, I don't know how you're supposed to fit like, call this number for a good time into a middle-aged moment.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I think that works. That's
The wall said to call.
hilarious. That's what you're listening to up there in that camp where I am.
Now
Now I get it.
we know. Well, thanks, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
That was good. That was good. We're to shout outs now. Sean, you have a shout out or two?
I do not.
No?
Shout outless.
What about you, Nate?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me.
How'd you know?
No, I don't have any.
No shout outs from either one of you, huh? Well, I'm going to go with the trifecta. I have no shout outs either.
Wow, I don't think that's ever happened.
It never has happened.
That's right. It's never, at least one of us has had a shout out.
That's when we know we're missing each other,
I can't come up with anything.
right?
Nobody's worthy of a shout out.
Oh, except for the creepies.
Nope, can't say that. No, I'm kidding.
Nope, too late. Take
it back.
Well, that was easy. That was an easy section of the
Script, not
show.
script.
Yeah. Now we're going to get to our second sponsorship.
Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship as well.
Yay.
Appreciate it.
We love them.
And if
Yep.
you haven't been to their store, go to their store. You will spend an hour in there at least.
Your mind will be blown.
If you like horror, you got the right place. You like fall, you got the right place. You like anything Halloween, you've got the right place. So
You like nice people? They are fantastic. They will treat you like family when you go there. It's amazing.
yeah, it's true.
I go by there, so I'm in Greenwood at least a couple times a week now, and I have got to stop and say hi to them. That actually there was a couple times I was going to, but their store's been closed, and I thought, darn it. So, but I'm bound determined to go see them on a more regular basis, at least to just stop by and say hi.
Yeah, they'd like that.
Oh yeah, awesome. And you know me, I'll buy something when I'm there. I can't help
They'd like
it.
that even better.
Oh, I know they would.
Let me give you my list of what I want. So,
Absolutely. Hey, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I absolutely will. Both of you.
yeah, it is an amazing store. Pretty cool. They're good people. So thank you, Scott and Corey. Appreciate it. Sean, do you have the second announcements?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kind of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Good job.
Thank you.
Not
Keep
too
it creepy, Nick.
bad.
Right?
Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah, well, what better, to spend your money on than a nice Mako t-shirt for the summertime, you know?
Right.
I mean, I think that's what else would you want to spend your money on?
There's
I don't
merchandise, and then there's middle-aged merch.
Yeah, middle-aged merch. I have to look. I'm gonna see. I'm not that I'm gonna buy one, but if they have tank tops,
Oh, I bet they got shower curtains, right?
I miss when I was little. I was 7, 8 years old. We're talking, mid 70s when it was in fashion. The mid-cut shirts,
Oh, yes. Yeah,
cut
totally.
off. I love wearing those. I need to get me a Mako mid-cut.
Yeah, you'd like me in one of those.
That won't be creepy at all.
Hey, we need you to get one.
Dead sexy.
Yes, sexy. That'd be awesome.
Look like a fat baby, fat hairy baby.
Oh, get in my belly. That's
If
funny.
you want one, and if I can order one, I'll buy it, Nate. And I will. A Mako tank top.
That's funny.
For the women, we get a Mako halter top.
Oh
Yeah.
boy.
Oh man. I have no idea where I'm going with all this.
You're going somewhere.
Cautiously excited.
I'm just excited for summer to come here.
Yep.
To get here and stay. Oh gosh. That's funny stuff though. Well, unfortunately, we're to Nate and his part. Nate, what do you have for us?
Ghost nor witch would be upset with this episode. That's a wrap.
Well, thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 216 and our discussion on the Norwich State Hospital. Until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.